Under a giant American flag, a funeral procession made up mostly of fire trucks. It's the first funeral of many to come in this Texas town, and it's for volunteer fireman Kenneth Harris. He died trying to stop the blaze that preceded the explosion at the West Fertilizer plant. The explosion on April 18th was so powerful that it registered as a 2.1 magnitude earthquake. It collapsed an apartment complex and destroyed homes in a 5-block radius. Although most residents survived with no injuries, almost everyone in this close-knit community knew someone who died, was injured, or lost a home. Dorothy Sahernuk barely survived, but lost her home.
I heard the blast. And I've never heard a blast like that before. And I pray to God that I'll never hear one again. And when I heard the blast, I said, "My God, what was that?" And the ceiling all fell down on me.
Even outside the main blast zone, many houses suffered structural damage. Homeowners have hired contractors to help remove furniture and other items that can be salvaged. Most residents who were displaced are with relatives in the area, but the local veterans of foreign wars offered shelter. Bobby Jones is with the local VFW chapter.
We've set up a shelter. We're accepting donations of clothing, food, household items, and monetary funds to help rebuild the city. We're assisting residents with distribution of said items. We're feeding 3 meals a day.
All right, here we go, sir.
The food often consists of Texas favorites like Mexican burritos and barbecue. The barbecue is Texas style, prepared in a big smoker operated by volunteers from Operation Barbecue Relief. Brian McCartley assembled the team and brought the food.
We've got people from all over the state of Texas down here to help them. They're pretty self-sufficient and they're self-reliant. All they need is just a little bit of comfort and time right now and need, and they'll be just fine.
Most people here are of Czech descent and take pride in their heritage. As the investigation continues into what caused the explosion, residents are making plans to rebuild and recover. Greg Flakus, VOA News, West Texas.